Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're visiting with Kristen Rutherford, and she's the program coordinator for Shelby County ISU Extension. Good morning to you, Kristen.
Good morning.
Well, I know what you've been doing. You've been getting ready for the Shelby County Fair.
Absolutely.
Because it starts actually, as I understand, your first event is kind of this Sunday, July 8th. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So let's kind of talk about some of the main things happening throughout the week. What's happening on Sunday?
Sunday, we are having the 4-H FFA dog show and the open class dog show.
And then do you also have an open class?
We also have an open class steer, heifer, and feeder calf show.
Okay. So then you kind of get a wrap up those open class. And then, as I understand, you take Monday off to, well, not sit back and relax, but to move forward.
Okay.
Tuesday, what's the highlight?
Tuesday, all the 4-H static exhibits get judged. And we'll have like a small bake sale and garden sale for the kids' 4-H projects. We only keep like one of something. So if they make cookies, we only keep one of the cookies for the booth. And then the rest we actually have a bake sale for.
Oh, yummy. I almost always, when I come over to judge, take something home with me because there are some really yummy things. And sometimes something unique. Maybe a different bread recipe, a different cookie recipe, different pie recipe that just kind of ups the flavor. So when does the bake sale start?
You know what time? The bake sale starts at 10.
Okay, so get on out to the Shelby County Fair to get some goodies after they've been judged. Okay, Wednesday.
Wednesday, the 4-H and FFA swine, sheep, goats, market beef, breeding beef, and dairy all are vet checked and weighed in. And
you have a grandstand show that night?
Yep, there's a tractor pull at 6 p.m. And the carnival actually also starts at 6 as well.
Okay, a lot of kids are looking forward to that.
Yep.
Yes, yep. Okay. And then on Thursday, the time is just rolling by here on July 12th. What's the highlight there?
We enter the small pets and cats. We have poultry judging. Bottle calf show.
I'm thinking that's kind of fun.
Yeah,
you
it's
got
a fun
pets
thing.
And I mean, some of this is really serious stuff. When you get to the beef and maybe the goats and the sheep and so on. But I always think the bottle calf and the pets, they're really fun.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And then on the food side, you've got a little thing going on there.
Yep, we have the pie and muffin baking contest happening.
Okay.
There's a county council is going to have a scavenger hunt for kids, and then the horses come in. And then the big highlight is the Shelby County Fair Parade at 6:30 p.m. And then we have the crowning of the Shelby County Fair Queen.
Where is the parade?
The parade goes out of the fairgrounds and then up around the downtown square.
Okay. And then comes back to the fairgrounds for the Queen contest?
And then comes back, yep.
Okay, excellent. Okay, then where to Friday?
Well, Friday, 4-H and FFA swine and horses get judged. And then there is the 4-H style show at 4:30. And then in the grandstand on Friday night are figure eight races.
Okay, what about, do you have a talent search
sometime
going on?
Yes, there's also the Bill Riley talent search is at 6 p.m.
Okay, so there's something different kind of going on. I mean, I think if you're interested in livestock, you've got a lot of those things going on every day.
Definitely.
And we have a few more of those to mention. But if livestock's not your thing, there's always something else going on, too. So it's fun to come on by the Shelby County Fair. Okay, Saturday, looks like you've got a long list of things going on.
Yes, Saturday is busy. The 4-H and FFA sheep and goats get judged. Then we have apple pie morning. It's the senior citizen morning. And it's actually the open class apple pie contest. So anyone can come get some apple pie. There's also a baby contest or kids contest. And then at noon, we, from those pies and muffins we baked on Thursday, we actually have our auction.
And that money then goes back to 4-H?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's a good way to support the 4-H program by coming to spend a little money and get a few good things to eat. But plan to have a kind of a fat wallet. I know that some of those go for a pretty good price.
Yes, definitely. And they're delicious.
Yes.
Then the rest of Thursday, we have like a peewee cookie decorating contest. The 4-H presentations will be occurring. And Share the Fun, which is just a fun event where 4-H'ers, they share their other talents with the community. And then in the grandstand, we have auto races.
Okay, also on Saturday, I noticed an antique appraisal show. What do you know about that,
oh,
Kristen?
Oh, yes. There's going to be an antique appraisal show at 1 p.m. in the big fair tent.
Okay, so bring, if you're wondering if you have something worthwhile, this come and I know you'll have some experts there who'll take a look at it and say, hey, this is just junk, or hey, you found a treasure.
Right, yes.
Okay, do you know if there's a fee for that, Kristen?
I don't know,
okay,
but we can always, anyone who's interested, I'm sure it's in the fair book, and we have plenty of them at the extension office, so you can stop by and grab one of those.
Okay, and I'm guessing that at least some of this will also be on your website.
Yes.
Yep. Okay, and what is your website address?
The extension website is www.extension.iastate.edu/Shelby, or there's actually a Shelby County Fair website, which is www.shelbycountyfair.org.
Okay, so, and I'm guessing if you can't remember all that, just kind of put in Shelby County, Iowa, and
yeah,
something
just,
will come up.
Yeah. Search for Shelby County Fair. It comes right up.
Okay, we started out talking about Sunday, July 8th. Now we're to Sunday, July 15th. A week later, you still have some stuff going on.
Yeah, definitely. The 4-H FFA Market Beef Show happens. We actually have a church service at the fairgrounds. Let's see. The
carnival is still there.
Yep, carnival is still here. One of the new exciting things that we're going to be having at fair is called the Dairyland Donkey Ball. You can, anyone interested can pay $25 to participate, and you actually get to ride a donkey. There's different heats, and there's a championship heat, and I think it's just going to be very entertaining to participate in and to watch.
I think there's going to be lots of laughs as well as a few bumps along the way.
Yes.
And then we must remember that on Monday, this is another good way to support the 4-H program.
Yes, on Monday at 5 p.m. is the 4-H and FFA livestock auction.
Okay. Kristen,
yes.
were you a 4-H member?
I was a 4-H member, yes.
What's the most exciting thing about fair that you remember?
I really enjoyed just showing what I had been working on all year, whether it be my livestock or my static exhibits, just sharing those with the community and showing them that I was actually, you know, learning and I was reaching my goals and I was working with my animals and things. And it's fun to teach the community that may not know much about that stuff.
Kristen, a couple of times you've used the term static exhibits. There may be a few people who have no idea. Static, they're thinking, you know, getting a shock when they walk across the carpet. You know, static exhibits. What are those?
Static exhibits are things such as food and nutrition projects, child development projects, sewing projects, industrial technology. I mean, the personal development, really, the opportunities are endless, and there's always a place for something. As long as the 4-H'er has a goal, there's always a place to put a project under that goal. So I just need all of those projects.
And, you know, I'm always surprised at thing new ideas. It's a good time to get some new ideas. Take along a little notepad in your pen, because there'll be something there that you see in those exhibits that go, Oh my gosh, that's a really good idea. And are the recipes with the food exhibits?
Yep, recipes will be with the food
Okay.
exhibits.
So
Yep.
if you see something looks really good, you could get the recipe even.
Yep.
Yeah. Is there a fee to get onto the fairgrounds?
There is no fee to get on the fairgrounds. No, the only really the only things that are for a fee would be the grandstand things and then to participate in the carnival or something.
Okay. So a lot of free stuff there. Just get your family on out and take advantage of the fair. One of the first county fairs in Southwest Iowa. I think maybe it is the first one in Southwest Iowa. A few have gone on other places, but hey, Shelby County is first here in the area. So we can come meet Kristen if people haven't met you, that you'll be around.
Yep.
Okay. And I think we need to remind people that this is the combination of the ISU Extension doing all these kinds of things, along with the Shelby County Fair Board, who make all of this happen.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, we want to thank you very much, Kristen Rutherford, who is the Extension Program Coordinator for Shelby County. And until next time, here is a thought. Anything less than a conscious commitment to the important is an unconscious commitment to the unimportant.